Ladies and gentlemen, dear classmates, first of all, congratulations. I congratulate you for having decided to deal with distance education in a scholarly way by having enrolled in this MA course. Today I welcome you at the beginning of Module 3. This module will address theoretical problems of distance education. At the beginning, I should like to tell you what I mean when referring to theoretical problems in our particular context. We should ask ourselves whether we really know what a theory is before talking about some of its application in our module. Quite often, it is illuminating to go back to the etymology of the word. It was used already in antiquity by philosophers. The Greek verb theorein meant to look upon, to observe, to consider, to contemplate. And the noun theoria meant looking at, looking more closely, observation, consideration, insight, and scientific contemplation. The goal of these activities was to ascertain the truth. The basic understanding of the word is still valid and is underpinning most modern definitions of theory. If we examine present theories, it is easy to see that their general goal is to accomplish an understanding of reality. The possible functions of theories can be indicated by stating that they can be basically descriptive, analytical, explanatory, and to a certain degree also predictive and prescriptive. A theory is a unit of knowledge which comprises facts, assumptions, and hypotheses. This unit shows how facts can be subordinated to general principles or laws and how they relate to them. A scientific theory must be consistent with facts. Otherwise, it is mere fiction. Theories can be verified by experiments or by close observation. Usually, theories focus on one selected aspect of the phenomenon under consideration. This means that several or even many theories can be constructed dealing with the same phenomenon. The reason for this is that originators of theories have different purposes in their mind and are influenced by different epistemologies. Hermeneutics, the scientific explanation and interpretation of texts, pieces of art, or social phenomena, can help us in developing a theory as well as interpreting their results. The ultimate goal of this module is to make you think yourself about the nature of distance education. This module should inspire you to start contemplating yourself. You should not be content with only knowing some theories of distance education. We intend to discuss, rather you should acquire a habit of analyzing distance education in your way in order to learn about its specific character, its essence, its unique pedagogical possibilities. Now, I should like to make a few preparatory remarks about the true nature of distance education. Before you start studying its theoretical approaches, it might be advantageous to become aware of special aspects of distance education which are of paramount importance. Distance education is not just a new format of education brought about by the use of new technical media, especially the computer and the net. Distance education is not another version, not a replica of face-to-face classroom education. The change from traditional instruction, mainly expository teaching and receptive learning, to a wealth of new pedagogical approaches in distance education is a radical one and leads to an entirely new architecture of learning. This obliges traditional teachers and students to rethink and redesign their teaching and learning, as well as the teaching and learning behavior they are used to. Being involved in this reform process, they and all of us as well will have to develop new skills and expertise which are alien to traditional teaching and learning. In order to justify these assertions, I should like to point to the following specific features of distance education. Distance education strikes a blow against traditional educational patterns. It transcends conventional academic institutional structures. It transgresses boundaries of locations, regions, and nations. It prepares high-quality teaching material for self-learning. It realizes the multimedia approach fully. It integrates interactive communication and information techniques in the learning programs. It inspires students to learn by communicating and collaborating on the net. It enables students to become autonomous, self-regulated learners who plan, organize, and quite often also evaluate their own learning. And it provides for academic support by specialized, dedicated tutors, mentors, and counselors. Furthermore, distance education responds to general societal trends, anticipates and realizes change, has a tremendous innovative impact, helps to universalize education, reaches large numbers of students who are otherwise prevented from attending traditional institutions, performs a special humanistic mission as it endeavors to achieve social advancement of disadvantaged and underserved groups, links learning and work, focuses on adult students, and contributes effectively to continuing and lifelong learning. All these pedagogical innovations have only been possible by managing space, time and human resources in an entirely new way and by industrializing learning and teaching. Theoretical approaches help you to recognize this particular structural uniqueness. Dealing with distance education in a scholarly way means that you have to have entered a new pedagogical world with its own structures and properties. Comparing the advantages and drawbacks of this new format of education to those of face-to-face teaching in classrooms is therefore totally wrong. Distance education must be judged against its own criteria. It is important to know this from the beginning. You should have an impression of these specific contours of this new system of mediated learning beforehand and recognize its unique, innovative impact on learning and teaching, an impact which will assume even greater significance in the future. Your decision to deal with distance education in a scholarly way is laudable and more than timely. At present, there is a growing demand for distance education. More and more universities establish new courses which are taught at a distance. Single-mode distance teaching universities offer MA courses. Open, virtual, and corporate universities cater for great numbers of students in industrialized, developing, and threshold countries. Consequently, enrollments have increased dramatically. Never before has distance education been so popular and so often dealt with in education in scholarly literature. Dear classmates, I really hope you are not confused by these words of welcome. Its main and only functions are to point to important typical aspects and to challenge you to explore this specific form of learning and teaching, and most important, to make you form ideas of your own about distance education, which is a prerequisite of theorizing. I hope that this process can be initiated in this module. I'm looking forward to discussing theoretical problems of distance education with you. Thank you for listening.